Well, Jane has secretly accepted a job at a bridge school in the afternoons. She plays out bridge hands as she, the average player, would play them out, while the instructor and the pupils point out the defects in her game. For this, she receives $5 an afternoon. It's after dinner now at the Yates' bungalow. As we look in on the living room, we find Mr. Race with the evening paper, Marge with a book, Jane with a sewing basket doing some mending. Listen.
Shirts are much shorter this year. Did you notice it, Marge?
Well, personally,
I'm taking 2 inches off of this one. Do you think that'll make me look shorter?
No, but I think it'll make the men look longer.
You do? Because I thought that if I... Oh, I just got that joke you made up.
Well, that joke's at least 10 years old.
Oh, I don't care. I just got it. That's cute. Did you hear that, dear?
What?
Did you hear what Marge said? I said, do you think this skirt will make me look shorter? And she says, no, but it'll make the man look taller.
No, I said it'll make the man look longer.
Yes. Isn't that cute, dear? Oh, well, I like it. You're so repulsive, Marge. Well, anyhow, I noticed that all the women this afternoon were wearing them much shorter, and I felt so out of place.
Oh, what women?
Oh, the women where I was this afternoon.
Where was that?
Oh, I was playing bridge.
Playing bridge, you?
What does that you mean? That has all the earmuffs of a dirty dig.
No, I was just wondering how you got into a bridge game. You don't like cards, and you certainly never play in the afternoon.
Well, I did this afternoon.
Well, Mr. Ace, did you know about that?
What?
Jane played bridge this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yes. You want to make anything of it?
Of what?
I played bridge. What about it? You said I could play bridge. Didn't you stand here this morning and tell me that I could play bridge?
I did not.
You didn't. It's too high. You didn't say I could play bridge.
No, I said you could get into a bridge game if you wanted to. I never said you could play bridge, though.
Are you trying to complicate me? You said I could play bridge and I can prove it.
All right, Jane, he did say it. But what I'm surprised about is that you went and played. You, of all people. Why, you admit you don't like cards.
Oh, hell, it's not bad for a harmless afternoon's division.
Division, huh?
Yes, it is.
And how did they divide you up?
Beg pardon?
How did you come out, Jane? How much did you lose?
Lose? Well, if you think I lost, you're sad and mistaken. I came home with $5 more than I started with.
Oh, somebody make a mistake and change?
What?
Oh, stop it, you. Jane, you won $5?
Well, I've got $5 more in my pocketbook than I had when I started. I'll show it to you. $5.20 if you don't believe it.
Well, Jane, that's marvelous.
Oh, so you started with 20 cents. You're certainly an optimist. Suppose you had lost.
Oh, I couldn't lose in this game.
The others must have been playing the Braille system.
Oh, you're disgusting. Isn't he disgusting, Mark?
Yes, he certainly is.
Yes, he is.
But I'm proud of you, Jane. Winning $5 at bridge. Why, you must have been playing for quite a lot.
Oh, not so long. One hand we had was awfully good. Put that paper away, dear, and listen to what we had.
What?
Listen. We had the Ace of Hearts, and the Ten of Hearts, and the Five of Hearts, and the Eight of Hearts, and the Five of Hearts. No, I said five, didn't I? Did I say five? Well, it was some other heart. And we had 2 spades, the king and the nine. No, it was 2 clubs. Was it clubs? Oh, no, it was diamonds. The king and nine of diamonds. Oh, no, I didn't have the king of diamonds. It must have been some other suit. What other suit is there? Did I say no clubs?
Do you mind if I go back to reading my paper now?
Oh, you and your paper. That's all you do, always reading papers. What's there to read? It's the same old thing every day, only about different people.
Yes.
Well, I can't blame him, Jane, but don't ever get to be such a bridge fiend that you start explaining hands you held. The 2 dullest bores in the world are people who tell about bridge hands they held or what their youngest child said this morning.
Youngest child? A new person stepped in. Who said anything about a child?
No. I said that a person who tells about it.
Speaking of bridge, here's a story here that ought to interest you, Jane.
What?
Here's a story in this paper about bridge. Some bridge teacher started a new thing today. He teaches bridge by the How Not to Play Bridge system.
What?
What kind of system is that?
I don't know. It's here in the paper. Listen to this. I'll read part of this. Mr. Willoughby R. Jackson, famed bridge instructor, introduced a new wrinkle to the bridge world this afternoon when he presented to his spring class an anonymous young woman known as Mrs. Average Player.
What does it say about the weather for tomorrow, dear?
Wait, let him finish that. That sounds interesting. Go ahead.
Mrs. Average Player is the composite average woman bridge player of America, said Mr. Jackson, who is quite definitely British and himself a winner of several coveted bridge trophies. Mrs. Average Player will each afternoon play out a hand of bridge for my class while my pupils take notes on her bidding and playing. In this way, they profit by her mistakes.
Say, that's an idea.
How about the radio? Shall we turn off the music?
Not now. Go ahead. Read some more.
Oh, say, this is interesting here. The guy's got some good logic at that. Listen to this. It is no secret, continued Mr. Jackson, that the kibitzers sitting around a bridge game can always play the hand better than the player. In this way, my pupils become kibitzers and may note with ease the mistakes made by Mrs. Average Player.
He's got something there.
Yeah, at the session this afternoon, Mrs. Average Player bid and played out an entire hand of bridge. When she was finished, the entire class was on its feet as one man, or we should say one woman, and tore Mrs. Average Player's game apart. It gives them confidence in their own game, said Mr. Jackson, after the lesson.
Yes, but it certainly tears down Mrs. Average Player.
Yeah, there's something here about that, too. Mrs. Average Player is interviewed.
Oh, read that.
I wonder who'll win the pennant this year, dear.
What pennant?
Well, you're always reading the papers about baseball. Why don't you read about baseball? I thought there might be something there about baseball.
Oh, quietly. Go ahead and read the rest of that story.
I'm trying to. Mrs. Average Player is interviewed, yes. Mrs. Average Player refused to divulge her true identity other than to say that she is a housewife and has been playing bridge ever since she was married. She said she never mastered the game and had only a casual interest in cards. I'm no Ella Culbertson, she added.
Ella Culbertson?
What a bridge player she must be.
Yes.
Yeah. Mrs. Average Player also said that the way she had played the sample hand at the lesson this afternoon is the way she would have played it if she had been playing for money, which no doubt explains why she never plays for much money. It makes no difference if I play for money or not, she said. I play just as good for nothing.
Oh, that sounds like you, Jack.
Me?
Listen to this. I don't believe a husband should fight with his wife at a bridge game. After all, she continued, when a person lets 57 little cards upset her home, I think it's a domino.
What?
Wait a minute. What is this?
What is what?
What's going on here? Somebody been reading your mail?
Nothing came for me today.
Oh, what else does it say? Go ahead and read some more.
If a husband is a better player than his wife, he should not fight with her, said Mrs. Average Player. And if a wife is better than her husband, she should not fight with him over a bridge game. I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better.
Did you call me, Mark?
Where are you going?
To get my scissors. I must have.
You come back here. What do you know about this?
About what?
Who is this Jackson? Were you playing bridge at this man's? Is that the bridge game that you?
Jen, I don't believe
it. If this is you, and it can't be anybody else.
Now, just a second. Hold your horse. Now, you might as well get off your high chair. Suppose it is. What of it? I get $5 for it.
Oh, it was you.
Jen, I can't believe it.
Oh, stop saying that. What's the matter with you, both of you?
You mean to say that you're this Mrs. Average Player?
I didn't pick the name. He wanted that name, and what could I do?
Isn't this awful?
Why did you come to get into this thing in the first place?
Well, it's a long story.
Well, cut it down to 1 hour.
All right, I'll try. Mr. Jackson came here this morning after you left and asked me if I would do this.
Well, how did he come here?
Well, once I took some lessons from him, and he said he remembered how I played, and I was just the one to be Mrs. Average Player.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, I'm glad to see you're seeing it my way, dear.
But I'm not seeing it your way. I don't approve of it.
Oh, wait a minute. Let her finish. Go ahead, Jane.
Well, he said he'd give me $5 an afternoon, and I had come there 4 afternoons a week. Well, I figured it up, and it was $20.
Nice figuring.
Well, it is. $5 an afternoon, 4 afternoons a week, 5 times 4.
Yeah.
Jane, we know that. So you took the job?
Well, yes.
Oh, now, I'm not...
Now, dear, there's nothing you can do about it. You said I could play bridge in the afternoons if I stayed out of trouble.
But this isn't playing bridge. You're making a spectacle of yourself.
I know. That's why I'm shortening the skirt.
But, Jane, how could you take a thing like this on such short notice?
Well, after I said I'd do it, he said, all right, when do you want to start? And I said, no sooner said the better. And he said, what? And I said, well, I can start this afternoon if you want me to. And he says, all right, 2 o'clock. And so I went down there and I did it. And he gave me the $5. And I get $5 every afternoon I go there. Now, isn't that better than going into business and things like that?
Well, I give up.
Don't give up, dear. Answer it, isn't it?
Oh.
I think she's got you there, my friend.
But this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Oh, what's ridiculous about it? Other women make money playing bridge.
Of course. Only Jane's making money but not playing bridge.
Yes, I make... Oh, no, I play. I played this afternoon, and it was a hard hand. I did 6 hearts, and I had to play it for 6 hearts.
Well, did you make it, Jim?
Well, not quite. I went down 5 tricks.
Went down 5 tricks?
But I didn't have to pay for it. In fact, I got $5 for getting set 5 tricks. Now, where else can I do that? Well, I know a lot of women that would give their right name to get set 5 and make $5.
I think that point's well taken, Jim.
Well, I don't know.
It looks as if Mr. Race can't think of any good reasons why Jane should not earn $5 as easily as all that. So perhaps she'll continue as Mrs. Average Player. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.